Philip Semper, PhD, Surgeon Care. Today's date is 01/31/2025. Dictation is for Miss Andrea Tiernan. Tiernan spells T-I-E-R-N-A-N. Andrea spells A-N-D-R-E-A. Date of birth is 05/24/1979. This is a 45-year-old female here with cough period. Patient stated that this has been going on for approximately 7 to 10 days. Stated that she was recently diagnosed with flu, took the medication for flu, and is not getting better. She says she came in because of increased cough, productive of green sputum, and occasional wheezing period. Patient denies travel history. She denies night sweats or weight loss. Denies bloody sputum with a cough period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history is none. Family history, none. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Review your systems. Patient reports body aches, chills. She reports occasional shortness of breath. Patient reports no neck pain, no stiff neck. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% of room air, blood pressure is 124/75. Pulse 92, respiration 18, temperature 98.3 P. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has inspiratory and expiratory wheezes heard diffusely. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no visible peristalsis, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, no venous cord in lower extremities, no edema in lower extremities. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert sweeten is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2 cough, acute number 3 acute rhinitis, number 4 reactive airway disease. Period. Next paragraph. In the clinic we did the following: a PFT, which demonstrate mild restrictive character. She was given breathing treatment consists of albuterol and Atrovent times 1. She was also given dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM and Rocephin 1 gram IM. After breathing treatment, we did a post PFT, which shows some improvements. The patient was re-evaluated and she reports feeling much better. Wheezing has diminished significantly. She reports no side effects from the medication she received. IM. Next line. She was sent home with the following medication: Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily times 1, number 1. She was advised to take this medication only if she has signs and symptoms of yeast infection. Period. Next medication: Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone, number 6. Next medication: Albuterol, 90 micrograms meter dose inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN for cough, wheezing for 30 days. Next medication, Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 10 days, number 30. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. patient is comfortable with my discharge plans. She was given strict return precautions. End of the patient.